In terms of the stuff at the meeting on the Sunday, and I agree, industrially, that's where the important business was discussed. Our annual conference is not an industrial conference, quite deliberately, because the way the union's structured is that our divisions deal with industrial business. And that's for the very good reason that, frankly, film and TV freelance technicians don't want their agreements being voted upon by mates of Martin's who may happen to work in the theatres. And Martin's mates who work in the theatres definitely do not want film and TV freelancers voting on whether the agreement at, you know, the Birmingham Hippodrome Theatre is a good one or a bad one. So we do our industrial business where it's best done, close to the members who are concerned. And the meeting on the Sunday was a meeting of the regional and London production division delegates to discuss our industrial business. Right. On rate cards, you're absolutely right, they're not all there yet. I know they weren't because I announced to the meeting that they weren't all there. I said there's three areas missing. Grips, the Grips haven't got a rate card. Brilliant branch, brilliant members, very active. They've achieved great things in recent years, but they haven't got their bloody rate card together. It's an outrage, and I tell them so to their faces. The art department haven't, yeah. And post-production hasn't. In art department, the reason why we haven't got a rate card is because every time we ask members to give us the current rate so we can start to put something together, the response we get is, frankly, very disappointing. And, I mean, we were talking earlier about the need to consult members about rates. If we're going to put them out in the public domain, members have to sign up to them. That's exactly what we do with our rate cards. We do not publish a rate card until we're sure that the members to whom it refers are content with it. And that's simply not the situation. I wish it were, yeah. But I can't make art department members come back to me with the rates we should publish. So right now there's a gap there. It's because I believe we are a democratic union that there's a gap there. I don't think it's up to full-time officials like us to say, OK, the members can't make their minds up, so we'll decide the art department rates should be these. That would be an outrage. So we're left with a problem. It's a real problem. It reflects a weakness of our organisation. And our members are a gloriously diverse bunch.
Yeah, I mean,
that's right. The Sparks want their rate card presented in a different format to the hair and makeup branch, for example. So there we are. I mean, again, I think we have to live with that.
But equally, the hours when you're trying to
But it's for the members. It's not for producers. I mean, producers do ring us up sometimes asking us to do their budget for them, and we say, well,
I'm not asking
here for.
To do the budget. All I want to do is make sure when I actually budget for a foreign company, that I'm giving a rate that's actually in line with what we should pay, so I don't screw anybody.
Right.